This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday the 9th of May. Coming up, soldiers become litter pickers in Naples. Manchester United's one step closer to clinching the Premier League title.
Gets the ball under his left foot, crosses it! It's heading in, right in!
And the American X Factor hosts are confirmed. But first, there are reports of heavy shooting in Syria's capital city, Damascus. Human rights activists say clouds of black smoke can be seen over a neighbourhood in the west of the city, and electricity has been cut off. It's the latest in an ongoing government crackdown on anti-government protests. Meanwhile, European politicians are deciding whether to punish the Syrian government by making it harder for top officials to access money. Now to the city of Memphis in the American South, where thousands of people are being told to leave their homes because of rising floodwaters. Heavy rain as well as melting snow further up the Mississippi River have caused record water levels, submerging whole neighborhoods. These locals have never seen anything like it.
Well, I call it a water event because a lot of people are coming down. They've never seen anything like this, including me.
This is all astounding. I mean, it's just overwhelming to see it so high. Hopefully it won't get much worse.
Now, when you think about what the big jobs of the army are, litter picking probably doesn't spring to mind. But in the Italian city of Naples, that's exactly what 170 soldiers have been ordered to do. Thousands of tons of rubbish have been left on the streets, and this Naples resident says it's only being cleared up now because there's an election coming up.
Politicians clean up only in the areas where elections are to be held in the coming weeks. Children fall ill.
Problems with incinerators, a lack of investment, and even the mafia have been blamed for the mess. But it's the soldiers who have been stuck cleaning it all up. And for today's question, we want to know what famous volcano can be found in the Bay of Naples. Footy now, and Manchester United need just 1 point to win a record 19th league title after beating Chelsea yesterday. The Reds won 2-1 with Javier Hernandez putting them ahead after just 36 seconds. Nemanja Vidic sealed it when he doubled their lead before the end of the first half.
To Giggs again, on the left-hand side. Gets the ball under his left foot, crosses it! It's heading in!
And finally, one for you X Factor fans. It's been announced that the former Pussycat Doll Nicole Scherzinger and the British TV presenter Steve Jones will host the American version of the hit show. It comes after Thursday's news that British pop star Cheryl Cole will join Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid on the judging panel. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.